Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
To be able to come across these airwaves again on tonight. Hope and pray that you had a beautiful day today in mass and service. Wherever you had your worship and praise service on today, I hope and pray that you had a beautiful time and that God met you there. Hallelujah. And I just thank those of you that so kindly tune in on tonight. Hallelujah. And I just want you to just get comfortable. Get you a cushion to posture your, to position your posture and just kick your shoes off and relax and just pray for me while I bring you the edification of Jesus Christ. We'll do it like that. Hallelujah. And I'm so delighted to be able to come into your workspace, come into your living room area. And then ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your radio dial. And I just thank you all, like I said, my loyal and faithful listeners. God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. So I just tell you that, you know, whenever you're a blessing, whenever we bless others, God automatically blesses us. Not that he owes us anything, but God just do that because, you know, I guess we're obedient to his word. So that's a way of God rewarding us for just being obedient to his word. God said that obedience is better than sacrifice. So we know that we be obedient to God. God said it's no good thing that he will withhold from us. So just encourage you to just keep on doing good. Keep on being you and doing what God has instructed you to do in this walk with God. Because we're on this journey. We're all on a journey. We're on a mission of accomplishment. And our mission of accomplishment is winning souls for the kingdom of God. Because when God cracked those clouds, God is not coming for a building, but God is coming for the people. And we are the people, hallelujah. So we are to just watch and pray and work. Jesus said to work until he come. And when he come, he want to find us doing. That means working. God don't want us to be sitting with our just hands in our lap and twiddling on our fingers. But God want us to be about his business, hallelujah. And so I want to now go into prayer. With those of you that has lost loved ones over the weekend and maybe today and this morning or hours ago, whatever your preference may be, we want to acknowledge you, you and you that has lost a loved one. And we are sending out our condolences to you, you and you. And may God just richly enlighten your heart and lift your heavy load, bring back restoration unto your soul, and bring back joy and contentment. But until then, we will keep you before the throne of God, and we will keep you in our prayers. God bless you. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to go now on into our opening prayer. We have an opening prayer that we do each time that we come across these airways. We want to always acknowledge Jesus Christ in every single our order that we implement as far as God is concerned. We don't never want to come across and leaving him out because we are to include him in every single thing that has to do with us, our livelihood. Every day we ought to include God. So I don't dare leave home without him. I carry him along with me everywhere I go. All right, so like I first stated, we're going to go into prayer. We're going to acknowledge our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Our soon coming Messiah. And I'm asking those of you that will to buy your beautiful heads as we go down and acknowledge the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord and Savior, on this evening. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your unmeasured. We thank you, O graciously Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, God. But we know that you have lying in wait a mansion that's not built by mortal man, but you are its architect, you are its creator. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Father God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are deep down within the epitome of their souls. Father God, we'd be so mindful to give your name the glory and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' marvelous name. And let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'll be before your presence 45 minutes. And we know that we have already used probably 7 of those minutes or. And so, but we will be with you the remainder. And we're just asking you to pray for us as we pray for you and bring you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. And we're going to go on into our scheduled program and our sermon on tonight entitled Persecution. God's Got You. I'm going to say that one more time. Persecution, God's got you. Hallelujah. And we know that in this day and time and era, in this society that we live, you know, you cut your television on, you cut the news on, you go to your digital devices. You cut on your digital iPhone, your notebook, your e-book, you read your newspaper, and you know that it's persecution happening all around us. I mean, night and day look like with no unrest. And you know, on last evening, I viewed a banner that a woman of God had put up. And I started to just, you know, screw down and just go on and keep it going and just, in other words, just mind my own business. But God prompted me to go back and to look at what she had posted up. And in doing so, I witnessed the devastation of children just laying out, look like, you know, side by side. Oh, Lord, just blood smeared all over their clothing and all over their face and their bodies. And it was said that they was killed because of them not converting over to another religion. And that lets us know, saints of God and friends, and you that might not have a personal relationship with God, but you do know God, this is just a spiritual reminder that we are living in the perilous times. We are living in the last days. It's not a whole lot more that can happen that has not already happened. God's word has been revealed. God said we would have wars and rumors of wars. We're having that right now. People are killing people over nothing, over remarks that they might have said. Maybe because, you know, they took their eyes and looked at another human being, just looking with your eyes. Then you get killed because maybe the one that you were looking at, boyfriend, saw you looking and approached you, and you tried to explain that you wasn't, you know, looking anyway in a harmful way as maybe, you know, wanting his woman, but you was just looking. And then he took it to the next stage. And in doing so, you lost your life. Well, I just come to let you know that we're living the tumultuous times that the Word of God talks about. And even those that stand up for your faith in God, God's Word says that you would be prosecuted and even put to death for my name's sake. But you can count it all joy, because one thing about it, if you die for the cause, for the gospel of Jesus Christ, God's word says then you're going to reign with God. You don't have to worry about where you're going to spend eternity, because you already got your ticket in advance. God's already said that you're going to reign with him. And not all of us is going to die. You don't have to get upset. You don't have to get weary. God said, don't let your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Because he said, in my Father's house is many mansions. And if it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. But Jesus has already gone on before us to prepare a place for us. He said, where I am, ye shall be also. Hallelujah. So don't get alarmed. But if you don't stand for something, that means that you're going to fall for anything. And if I was you, if I was going to stand for anything, I was going to stand where I would have eternal life with Jesus rather than eternal life in darkness and fire and brimstone that Jesus talks about. That fire that can never be put out is now a fireman that can put out the fire that God will set. God will set a fire. No one will be able to put it out. Hallelujah. And even though the Bible also says that, you might say, well, Overseer Ward, I got money. I can just pay for somebody to hide me out, you know. I won't have to go through prosecution because my money is going to hide me. My money is going to put me in safety zone. But I'm here to tell you the sorrowful news that God said in his word that those who seek to save their lives, so even though you don't even want to live for God where you will have an eternal life, after this life, there's a next life, and that is eternal life with Christ. And even though you had an opportunity down here on planet Earth to choose who you were going to serve, that was either the satanic force or Jesus Christ, who is a spiritual force. You had a choice in the matter, and you chose to go with the satanic force of darkness. And that satanic force is Lucifer. And so, but you feel like because you have this wealth, this money that's laid up, that you will be able to be in secrecy, meaning that someone will hide you out, maybe through a tunnel, underground tunnel. Maybe you can ride, you can go and run to the mountains. You can run up to the mountaintops and hide. But I am so sorry to tell you that in that day, there will be no hiding place. There'll be nowhere to run. The word of God tells us that if you run, even to the mountain is going to run. Woo, hallelujah. Can you imagine the mountains taking off running? That's what God's word says, that the mountain is going to run. During the prosecution and persecution times in which we're living in now, where people are being put to death for their take on God, for their belief on God and his word and his doctrine and his truth. Well, I'm here to tell you that you have what you call a VIP seat. You know, when you have money and prestige and you go to the ballpark and you go to a football game, you go to a soccer game, you got the privilege of a VIP because your money entitles you to sit in certain seats. Thousand and thousand dollars seat will have you up close and personal with the game and the game players. So you that stand on the divine word of God, and you will not sell out, you will not be a wimp, but you're going to stand and you're going to endure hardness. Hallelujah. God said, endure hardness as a child of God. You got to endure hardness. We will endure hardness. And I just want to read a little bit because I know that time is yet ticking along. So I do want to bring some power points to you. Hallelujah. And so we're going to read our first key scripture here on tonight. And it reads like this. It says that it may be that the Lord will look on my affliction and that the Lord will repay me with good. Hallelujah. So we're going to go right now into our second key scripture. And it reads like this. It says that Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. So we know that if God suffered, we are no exception to the rule. We are not better than God is. If he suffered persecution, and we know that he did, because his word said he did. We got his word on it. Hallelujah. So we know that we are no better than God. We're going to suffer right down here. But the thing of it is have your mind made up what side you're on. Don't have a clouded mind on where you are in God. You either are in God or you are in the devil's playground. God said, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. So you have to have a made up mind to go all the way with God, or you're going to go all the way with the satanic force, which lead to darkness, which lead to everlasting fire and brimstone that I just talked about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to go right on in to the word of God, because like I said, our time is yet ticking right along. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name, God. We thank you. And we know that the word of God told us, says to watch out. Haman is walking our land. He's not the same man who tried to get Queen Esther and her people killed. That's found in the law of Esther 3:6. The word of God said he's not the one
who decreed that all born babies should be killed in the time of Jesus. You can find that in a law, Mark 2 and 16. He said, no, Haman has a different name and face, but his gain, God's word said his gain is the same. Killing, stealing, and destroying. And we know in today's world, you can find him amongst the politicians, cutting the funds from job training, while enticing our leaders to increase subsidies for selected businesses and in industries. You can find them in the halls of education. Hallelujah. Predicting who will be academically proficient based on their genders and the color of their skin. You can find them in the communities everywhere, marching under the First Amendment, protection with hoods covering the heads and faces, trying to intimidate the African Americans and alike. Hallelujah, off this contingency. Haman, he looks different, but his goal is still the same, to harm, hallelujah, the spiritual people of God. Hallelujah. We must fight our contemporary Hamans, letting them know that the Lord is faithful to support, strength, and protect us from them. Hallelujah. And our sermon on tonight is prosecution. But God got you back. God got you. Hallelujah. Thank you. We know that the Lord might tarry for a while, but he is not pleased with bigotry. He is not pleased with hatred. He is not pleased with violence. Hallelujah. It might seem like the enemy is making progress. Hallelujah. But we should not lose heart. God will defend us. God will protect and preserve his people as we go forward with faith and confidence, dressed in the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. That scripture reading is found in the law of Ephesians 6 and 10 through 18. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we also know, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, that in A.D. 64, we know that someone set fire to Rome. Then a few days later, a third of the city laid in smothering ruin. A rumor spread that the Emperor Nero had set the fire because he wanted to rebuild the city and name it after himself, needing an escape goat to get himself out the power, I mean proverbial hot seat. He chose to blame a defenseless and unpopular minority of Christians. He then initiated each intense persecution that he'd been referred to as the first Antichrist. And it's believed that both Peter and Paul, hallelujah, was martyred during this time. Because we find out that Christianity was new, and its followers still relatively new. Hallelujah. And they were far and few in betwixt. And then we know that Nero, he levered against the believers, which included using them as human torches to light his palace garden. Continued with little opposition. And his persecution eventually backfired. However, instead of weakening the new faith, it strengthened it. And history tells us that within a few hundred years, Christianity became so influenced that the Emperor Constantine made it the official religion of the Roman Empire. And God always has a purpose in persecution. He will use it for good if we follow the example of Christ. who when he suffered, he committed himself to him who judges righteously. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know the purpose of God, all right. Although we may not see just how, he works all things for good and transforms tragedy. It is better to suffer for the cause of Christ than for the cause of Christ to suffer. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we also know, because we know time is yet coming. And we also know that David often wanted to silence our critics, insist on fairness, and defend ourselves. But as we grow in our awareness of God's protection and love, we become less concerned with what others say about us and more willing to entrust ourselves to our Father. Like David, we can say of each critic, let him alone and let him curse. 2 Samuel 16:11. This is humble submission to God's will. We may ask our opponents to justify their charges, or we may counter them with steadfast denial. Or like David, we can wait patiently until God vindicate us, the one who loves us with infinite love. It is good to be able to believe that whatever God permits, it is for our ultimate good. God, though we were exposed to our curse, hallelujah, and of our good, our heart breaks and we shed bitter tears. We are in God's hand, no matter what others are saying about us. Hallelujah. We know that he has seen our distress. And in time, he'll repay you for the cursing you have received. So trust him, hallelujah, and abide in his love. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can endure life's wrong because we know that God will make all things right. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we also know that Jesus told us why. He said to his disciples, everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. That's found in the law of John 3:20. We know that Jesus is the light of the world. When he walked this earth, people hated him because he exposed the darkness of their sins. We are now his light in this dark and evil world. Therefore, the world will also hate you and I. Our task is to be counted to God's love and into God's light, even if we are hated in return. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We know that in this journey walk, we're going to be prosecuted for our stand on righteousness, on truth, on divine word of God. We're going to be prosecuted. We're going to be built and scorned and talked about, put to death even. But we know that it's going to be greater after a while. It's going to be all glory after a while. And you know that you suffered for Christ. On God's word, you automatically gives you a VIP seat. You got a VIP seat. Not only do you have a VIP seat, but your crowns, every one of us, is not going to have, I don't believe, an identical crown. Because God said in his word that you will be judged according to the deeds in your body. So every one of us got a new volume of deeds that has been done in our body. Even though every one of our sins are alike, I believe that we each will have our own crown especially for us because of the deeds that have been done, meaning the work or either the wrong that you have done. The good that you've done, God said, may it be good or not so good. May it be good or bad. You're going to be judged. So not only will you have a VIP seat, you'll have a rock, they say a rock front row center seat up in heaven, but you will have a crown according to your deeds that has been done in your body. Hallelujah. So I just want you to be encouraged. Don't get scared. Don't get nervous. Don't get trembling in your shoes, because God's got you. God's got you and I in the palm of his great big old gigantic hands. You don't have to be alone, because you have this great big old God that sit high, yet he looked low. And he holds, did you hear what I said? He holds this world in the palm of his hand. This world in the palm of Jesus' hand looks like a micro dot. Do you hear me? It's nothing compared to this great big old mighty spiritual God, spiritual deity that we serve. We serve a God that's not scared of nobody. We've got a God that can remove anybody when he gets good and ready. We serve a God that can do anything, but it's one thing that he positively cannot do. And that, my friend, my sisters and brothers, that is fail. There is no failing, F-A-I-L-I-N-G, there is no failing in God. We fail, we fall short of the glory and honor of God, each and every one of us. But there is no failing in Almighty God. That spiritual man named Jesus, and that's what he is. He's a spirit. He walked down here in human flesh and dwelled among us. But right now, he's a spirit sitting on the right-hand side in the kingdom of kings, in that kingdom dominion house of heaven. Sitting on the right hand, not the left hand, not the middle, not the rear seat, but he's sitting on the right hand side of his Father right now, looking down on the creation, looking down on the evil, on the good that's going on in this world. He's not alarmed. He's not surprised. We're surprised, but he's not surprised by anything, because he told us in his word. He left us a book to believe in. And that book I'm talking about, it's the 66 books from Genesis to Revelation. God already forewarned us, so we really shouldn't be alarmed, because God already told us what's going to take place, what's going to take center of us seat. That's what's happening in our world right now. People being killed, hurt, for whatever reason, whatever the reason that they have been killed, they lost their lives. Maybe for doing good, trying to save somebody else's life, they lost their life. But I'm here to tell you, God's word said no greater man or woman than to lay down his life for his friend. So if you know anyone, may they be a politician, may they be a layman, or just individual that has lost his or her life for the common good. I'm not talking about losing their life and doing wrong, but I'm talking a wrongness, but I'm talking about lost their life in the right retrospective. God is going to reward you for service rendered. God is going to reward you. And so, before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Till we meet again, hallelujah, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. If you have any petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. Make them attentive too. God has delivered Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Rock Talk Radio, your program, The Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God in you. I will now follow up with some encouraging selections to bless your heart and spirit with, and I hope that it encourages you as well. And you just be blessed and listen up if you will. Bye for now.
Thank you.